Today's shiur is Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Gimel on Aleph, 10 lines from the top. It says the Gemara, Amar Shim Ben Lakish, Shor Shehemis as Eved, an animal killed an Eved, Shlai B'Kavona, without intention to kill the animal. So even though we've been discussing that when an animal kills an Eved, there's a special din in the Halach, in the Torah, that you have to pay Shloshim Shkolim, here you don't have to pay the Shloshim Shkolim. Potter says the Gemara, b'shloshim shkolim, you would not have to pay the shloshim shkolim, because the Torah says, because shenemar, when the Torah discusses this halacha, the Torah says, kesef shloshim shkolim, yiten le'adonov v'ashar yisakel. So we compare these two halachas. Ein ashar b'skila, kosmach ashar b'skila, if the animal must be killed, that's when the halacha is the baal mishalmim shloshim shkolim. The owners have to pay the shloshim shkolim. However, if it is a circumstance the ein ashar b'skila, where the animal won't be chayiv skila, and that is the case that we are discussing, because as we started the shiur, the animal killed unintentionally. Since the animal killed unintentionally, the halacha is that. We don't have to kill this animal, and since we don't have to kill this animal, travels together and they travel to our lochas together, and therefore ein abalim, the owners don't have to pay the shloshim shkolim. Says the Gemara another halacha, Amar Rabba Shah Shehemus ben Chayrim Shlomi Kavana. We know that if a shor kills a ben Chayrim, a regular individual, the halacha is he has to pay kaifer. Here, says the Gemara, if the person was killed, shloi b'kavona, he was killed without any intent, potem mekoifer. There would not be a chiv to pay koifer. And the reason being, shenema shor yusakol, the gambol of yumas, im koifer yushasalov. So says Rabba, here too, that we see the halacha of koifer travels together with the halacha of the animal needing to be killed. Kozman, so says the Gemara, Kozman sheshor b'skila, as long as we have a situation where the animal will be chayiv skila because it killed a human being intentionally, that is when the halach is the balam ishal mekoifer, that the owner has to pay koifer. However, in a circumstance as we just described, where ein hashar b'skila, where the animal doesn't have to be killed, it didn't kill deliberately, in such circumstances, ein baal mishal mekoifer. Ask the Gemara, Eisra Abaye. So Abaye asks a question. The Mishnah, Masechta Ksubis, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, teaches us. We know that there are special halachas about when a person admits to having done something wrong. So the Mishnah over there discusses where a person says to Beis Din, hey, Mishoris Pliny, that my animal killed somebody, or he indicates that my animal killed an animal that belongs to somebody else. Even though, as we just indicated, the halacha is that moide b'knas is potter, over here we won't apply the halacha moide b'knas. And the reason why we will not apply the halacha moide b'knas, because these payments and these circumstances are not considered a knas. The payment in these circumstances are considered a payment of an obligation to pay. And since there's an obligation to pay, so there we don't have the obligation, we don't have the special halacha, a moed of a knas. Says the Gemara, my love, isn't what the Mishnah is referring to, where this person walks in and says, Hamas Shairi as Pliny, that we're speaking about Kaifer. That's what the halacha is when a shor kills somebody else. And the halacha is that you have to pay kaifer. So we see in this case that even though the animal would not be killed because there are no edim to be able to tell us that this animal killed someone, so we don't kill an animal that supposedly killed someone unless we have the edim, but we still that we see that kaifer is paid. So don't we see that koifer and skila, the halacha of kaifer and the halacha of skila do not travel together. Says the Marloi, that's not what the Mishnah means to speak about. The Mishnah speaks about ledomim, that the halacha is that even if there is no kaifer, but you do have to pay the value of the victim. So even if there's not going to be a payment of kaifer for whatever reason, there's still going to be a payment for the value. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, that the halach is, even if it's by your own admission that your animal killed someone, there won't be a chiv of kaifer because it's on your own admission, but there will be a chiv of damim. And even though we've learned in our shiur today that kaifer and skila travel together, damim, the value of the victim, and skila do not travel together. So the Rishonim, of course, speak extensively in this piece of Gemara that what is the difference between damim and kaifer? Damim is the value of the victim, and kaifer is the value of the victim. So certainly, as we discussed previously in our Masechter, there are opinions that actually hold that kaifer and damim are not the same. That kaifer, we look at the demei mazik. We look at the value of the mazik, whereas damim is the value of the nizik. Everybody agrees that damim is the value of the nizik. However, that's only if we say that kaifer is the main nizik, but the main mazik. But if we hold, and that's actually the halacha, that the way we assess kaifer is by the demei nizik, so akasha comes back. What's the difference in real numbers between kaifer? What's the difference in real numbers between kaifer and damim? It's always going to be the value of the mazik. So the Rishonim give a number explanations. Now, one explanation they give is that why would be the halacha if someone doesn't have the ability to pay damim? Somebody doesn't have the financial ability to pay what the damage was. So then the halacha is that if he doesn't have the ability to pay, he doesn't have the ability to pay. That's if we say that it's damim. But if we're going to learn that the way to understand kaifer, the way we understand kaifer is a kapara. Because, as I saw Rashi explains, that Rashi says that if a person doesn't pay kaifer, he's going to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. The kaifer is to prevent him from dying. If that's the case, so then he doesn't have an option. And if he doesn't have the financial means how to pay, he has to somehow or another raise the funds to be able to pay for the kaifer. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina will be just the other way. If the person whose animal did this damage passed away before he ever paid, so if it's kaifer, and the purpose of the kaifer is to affect the kapara for him, so as the Gemara often says, once the person passed away, so whatever kapara he needs has been accomplished with his being nifter. However, if the purpose here is damim, that he has this financial obligation, so if he didn't have the opportunity to actually fulfill that obligation before he passed away, his children would have to pay that obligation. So that's where we have a difference between kaifer and damim. Says the Gemara, e damim, Abaya is not satisfied with this answer. For says Abaya, e damim, if we're going to say that this is referring to damim, Ema Sefer, let's continue learning that Mishnah. It says, Hamish Sharis Avda Shaploni, if somebody admits that his animal killed someone else's Ever Kanani, the Anim Shalim Apiatma. He doesn't have to pay the Knas. V Domim, if we're going to explain that the Mishnah speaking about Domim, my loy. In other words, we could well understand, very much in line with the explanation we've offered in many shiurim, that the shloshim shleved, the 30 shkolim that one has to pay if his eved killed someone's eved kanani, is easily understandable that it means that it's a knas. Because by definition, a knas is something that is always the same payment. And the actual damage is not part of the consideration. So as we discussed in our previous year, when you pay the shloshim shalevid, you always pay the shloshim shalevid, no matter what the evid is worth. So then we could understand why the halacha is that you have to pay the shloshim. If you admit it's considered a knas, and moed b'knas is potter. But ask the Gemara, if now we're saying that this Mishnah is speaking about domim, by domim there's no consideration of moed b'knas, and therefore why would he be exempt just because he admitted that his animal did this? Says Rabbi Torbaya, Amalei yicholni lishnu yilach. I could have given you an answer. That why would I answer you? That the Reisha, that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about, as we've been explaining, a domim obligation, and the Sefer is speaking about a knas obligation. However, he says, I don't want to give you an answer, which is a difficult answer to give, how the Mishnah changes cases. And therefore, I'm going to explain that idi v'idi domim, that both the Reisha and the Sefer are speaking about a case of domim. Miu, however, ben chayrim, we found the mishalim kaifa al piyatzmai. There is a situation where a person will pay kaifa by his own admission. Hechidami, das isadav either by the kotel. If two edim will come say testimony that his animal killed someone, v'loyadi, but we're not sure, itam hava, imud hava. If this animal that did this murder was a tam or a muad. And as the Rishonim point out, even though we've been having discussions in our sugyas, we've learned the opinion of Yosef Aglili, that Yosef Aglili holds that a tam does pay kaifer, or chatzi kaifer. This Gemara is going according to the opinion that a tam does not pay kaifer. Vamen Mari, and the owner says that it was a muad. So now, the halacha is that mishalom koifer al pi atzmai, that he's going to pay koifer on himself, and the animal will be killed because he have edim that this animal killed someone. So therefore, even if there are no edim, heich de leka edim, where there are no edim that could say that his animal killed somebody, it's only based on the owner's admission, mishalom domnim. He has to pay damim on his haidah, based on his admission, because as we've learned, only by knas is there halacha you don't pay. This is the value. So if that's the case, we have achieved a case where he'll be paying it on his own admission, and the animal will also be chayiv misa. However, when we speak by an evid, ainam mishal knas al piyatzmai. As we've learned many times, moed b'knas is potter. So let's analyze the case. If we have edim that this animal killed somebody, however, we don't know if this animal is a tamamud, the whole reason he's paying is only because of his own admission, because until he admits that the animal is a mu'ud, he won't have to pay. So therefore, hecha deleka edim, if there are no edim, lemishalom, you won't have to pay domim just based on his own admission. So the Aras Sameach explains, how do we understand the halacha of moed b'knas? The Aras Sameach says that the halacha of moed b'knas is not because without your admission, we wouldn't be able to know what happened here. He says the halacha of moed b'knas is because the Torah is encouraging that if somebody admitted to his wrongdoing, then the Torah says you don't have to pay anymore. Your admission is adequate. And therefore, he says that's the way to understand this Gemara. By kaifer, since the animal deliberately killed somebody, so the fact and that animal, and we have edim that he killed. So there are edim that that animal killed, the animal's chai misa. So his admission didn't accomplish anything because the animal was going to be killed anyway. And that's why, even if there aren't edim to this, and we won't kill the animal, still we should have to pay damim, because he admitted that his animal killed somebody. But by the shloshim shel eved, even if there were edim, and the animal would be killed, the person, if he admitted that it was his animal that killed, he would still be potter with Zaydah, because there's a difference between kaifer and knas. And therefore, the halachas are very different. And as the Chazon Ish explains the Gemara, he says as follows: when there's a chiyuv kaifer or knas, there is no domim. But when there's a chiyuv domim, there's a chiyuv domim that we could look at separately. Says the Gemara, Moser of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Kosh chay b'mechayrim, the Brisa says that whatever you chay b'mechayrim, chay b'evid, b'im b'kaifer b'im b'misa. Says the Gemara, kaifer b'evid mika. So first ask the Gemara, is there ever any kaifer b'im evid? The shloishim el alav, doesn't it mean that there's domim, that we have, that sometimes, that even though we won't pay kaifer, we won't pay knas, there will be a chiyuv domim. And Rava says that by Ben Chayrim, we just finished learning, if there is domim, even though he admitted, but there is no domim by an eved, if he admitted. Answer says the Gemara, Ikadami hu maislova umfaraglah. That's one version, that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak asked the question and answered the question, Vikadamri, and another version is Rabbi answered him. Hochtani. Kosh chai b'mechayr b'kavona api edim kaifer. If the Brice is speaking about a case when a ben chayrim and evid, it's not talking about a case where we know what happened based on the admission of the owner, then that doacha will be that there won't be domim be'evid, but there will be domim be'mechayrim. The Brisa here speaks about a case where the Edom said, Edis, that the shor did something. In that case, the Brisa says, the din of an evid and the din of ben chayrim are the same. That if it was done intentionally by a ben chayrim, there would be kaifer, and by evid, there would be shloishim shel evid. If it was shloi b'kavona, there won't be kaifer or knas. Why won't there be any kaifer or knas? We go back to where we began the shiur with. Because since it was done unintentionally, the halacha is that whenever the animal is not chiv skila, the owners don't pay kaifer or the shloshim shel evid. And in both cases, Rav is saying that they will pay davim. And now let's read what he says. Kosh chay ben chayrim ben kavana. If the animal killed a ben chayrim intentionally and is edim, so he has to pay kaifer. In a similar situation, if there are edim saying that this animal killed an evid, the chay be evid kenas. The kosh chay ben chayrim shloi be kavana pi edim damim, where there's no payment of knas, there's no payment of kaifer, because it was done unintentionally. And as we just said also, there won't be any chi of skila, there won't be an obligation to kill the animal, because the animal did it unintentionally. So too, chai be'evit shloi kavana, api edim domim, there'll be domim, but there won't be the shloishim shalavid, and there won't be misa for the animal. Says the Gemara, so if we're saying that now there's a new halacha, that if there's no kaifer or knas obligation, if there's no kaifer or knas obligation, there is going to be a domim obligation. So asks Rava now to Rabba, if that's the halacha, yachi ishoy, if somebody lit a fire and the fire spread shloi b'kavona, and it spread without his intention, that wasn't his intention that this fire should spread, and it killed somebody who was tied up. So going back to a concept that we've discussed many times in our shurim, this victim did not have the opportunity to run away. If they're edim to this, Nishalim Damim. Why should he not have to pay Damim? Just like in a case where there's no Kaifer, we're learning, you pay Damim. Here too, you should have to pay Damim. Says the Gemara, Menele Rava Delay Mishalim. And what makes you, Rava, say that he wouldn't have to pay? Ilema, if you're going to say, based on what we're going to learn in the Mishnah Mitzvashem, on Daf Samach Aleph Amibayz, where the Mishnah teaches us that if somebody put on a fire, and he lit his grain, and there was an animal tied to that grain, and there was an Eved Kanani Samach Loi, the Nisrif Imoi, and the Gedi got burnt. The Gadish got burnt. Chai, if he has to pay for the goat, because the goat had no option, it was tied to the grain. But he's not chayiv to pay for Eved, because the Eved should have run away. But let's say the Eved was kafasloi. It was the Eved that was tied to the grain. And it was the gedi, it was the goat that was samachloi. The nisr for money gets burnt, potter. You don't have to pay for the Eved. So we see that the halacha is, by the gedi, in this case, you don't have to pay, because the gedi should have run away. And you don't pay for the Eved, that by Eish, you don't pay damim. But why? If the Gemara is saying now that if you were the cause, or your animal was the cause, in the case of the animal that we've been discussing till now, but now we're talking about the person, you were the cause that a person should die. So even if there is no kaifer, or even if there is no knas, but there should be damim, why does the Mishnah seem to indicate that there is no damim? Answers the Gemara, Hamar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish explained that's talking about Kigoyin Shekhetzit Beguf Shalavid. That Mishnah is speaking about the case where he actually burnt the person. If somebody, Rachman Otzlan, did something like that, so then he's Chayiv Misa for killing the person. And we know, as we've said, and we'll continue saying often, there's a rule of Kimle B'Drabbanei, and since he's Chayiv Misa for the killing of the Eved, that's why he's Potter for Domim. Says the Gemara, I'll bring you another case, Raya, that there is no Domim by Eish, even though you were the cause that this person should die. El Mahad Tanya, Chayim B'Eish Mebar, we started the Masechta speaking about different Mazikim, and also we've often discussed that different Mazikim have different Halachas. So says the Gemara, Chayim B'Eish Mebar, the Brisa says that Eish carries a Chumrah over bar. What is the chumrah? Sheish me'edis lecha b'indav ha'royloi. Whether the fire consumed something which it normally consumed, like wood, b'indavish en royloi, or it consumed something which normally doesn't consume. Mash'enk me'bar. If the bar did damage to something that it normally doesn't do damage, we often speak about the case where the bar wasn't 10 tefachim deep, and the animal fell into the bar that's less than 10 tefachim deep and died. Since an animal is not supposed to die by a bar that isn't that deep, so therefore you won't be chayiv. V'ilu, she'esh mishalem mishalem b'kavon adamim, if the fact that we're saying now, that even if the fire was lit unintentionally, there's still a chayiv damim, ma'she'en came by bar, you never chayiv for a person that dies. And because as we often discuss, the Pasuk says, V'nafal shama shara chamar, and the Gemara taught us on Daf Chav Ches, shara v'loy adam, chamar v'loy kalim. So ask the Gemara, if your contention is actually accurate, and when you say that by Eish there is a payment of damim, just like by shor, when there's no knas or kaifer, there's damim, why wasn't this mentioned? By bar, there certainly isn't, because the Torah explicitly says, Shor v'layadam. By Be'esh, you're saying that there is. Answers the Gemara, that isn't a compelling proof. Because Dilma, Tana v'shayir, there is another difference between Bar and Eish, and that is that Bar, you're not Chayiv Damim. Eish, you are Chayiv Damim. But all of the differences were not listed. Ela Rava Gufa Ebayim Ebayilei. Says the Gemara, the way to understand the Gemara is that Rav himself wasn't clear. Eish Shleibe Kavana. What is the halacha if somebody killed with Eish unintentionally? Is the halacha mimishalim damalai? Will there be a damim payment or not? And the Gemara explains the question. Mi amrinan, do we say, gabi shor, hu de bekavon mishalim kaifer, as we've been learning, that by shor, if it was done intentionally, there's a kaifer payment. So therefore, even if the shor killed shaloi bekavona, mishalim damim. Aval isha, when we speak about fire, the bekavona loy mishalim kaifer, that when it's done bekavona, there's still no halacha of kaifer by eish. So we'll say shaloi bekavona nami loy mishalim damim. Adama kivin the gabi shor shaloi bekavona. Just like we're saying by shor, that even though it was done shaloi bekavona, and since it was done shaloi bekavona, afagav the lekka kaifer mishalim damim. So eish nami. Avagab de kavona loy mishalim kaifer. You won't pay kaifer. You never pay kaifer by eish. But shloim kavona mi is mishalim dami. You will pay damim for shloim kavona if it was done unintentionally. Just like that halacha is by a shor that killed somebody shloim kavona. And the Gemara says v'lo yudin, and we don't know the answer. And the Gemara therefore remains with a teiku. So Rashi says that why indeed don't you pay kaifer by eish when it was done by kavana? So Rashi says, because there's a halacha that there's no chayiv kaifer. And the way Shita Mikabetzis explains that the Torah says the din of kaifer only by shor. And what the Torah means to say when it says the halacha of kaifer by shor, where the Torah uses the words im kaifer yushus alav, the Torah is teaching us olav, only by a shor that kills somebody, can there potentially be a damim obligation, not by eish and not by bar. Rashi also says another reason is because kimle midarabinei. And Rashi, and the Pnei Yeshua explains, then how do we understand Rashi's explanation? That Rashi explains that the concept of kimle midarabinei would only be applicable in a case where the eved was tied up. So there we would say kimle b'drabamnei. But Rashi's trying to explain that there is no chiv kaifer even when the eved wasn't tied up. And there we learned the new limud that olav, kaifer yushas olav, that there's a payment of kaifer only by a shor and not by fire. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he taught us in the name of Rav Yochanan, Kam kaifer. It would have been adequate for the Torah to teach us kaifer. Ma tam loimer. What does the Torah use the word im kaifer? The rabbis kaifer shleim kavana ke kaifer be kavana. That the halacha is you always pay kaifer if your animal killed somebody. Omay abaya el mata evanami. We should say the same halacha by eved. Ma tam loimer im eved. The rabbis of eved shleim kavana ke eved kavana, and say that if somebody's animal killed somebody else's Eved Kanani, it shouldn't make a difference if it was done deliberately or not. You have to pay the Shloshim Shel Eved. V'chi Tema, and if you'll want to argue Hachi Nami, that is indeed the halacha, ask the Gemara v'Amar Reish Lakish, hasn't Reish Lakish taught us that Shor Sheimus is an Eved, Shloi B'Kavona, Patim Shloshim Shkolim. So how are we understanding what's being taught here? Amalei, so Rav Dimi says to Abaya, Gavra Karamis, you're asking a question from what Reish Lakish said on what Rav Yochanan says. Rav Yochanan actually will disagree with Reish Lakish, and he'll say that just like he taught us that a shor that kills a ben chayrim is always going to pay kaifer, so too shall be the halacha when a shor kills an Eved Kanani deliberately or not deliberately, but kavana shloim kavana, you always pay shloshim shel eved. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Ravin, but now the Gemara quotes a halacha that speaks specifically about the payment when a shor killed an eved. Amar Rav Yochanan, eved, it would be sufficient if the Torah wants to teach us the din of shloshim shel eved, the Torah should just say eved. Ma tam loimer, what did the Torah mean to say by using the word im eved? The Torah meant to teach us with the words im eved, the rabbis eved shloim kavana, kevid bekavana. That indeed, in both cases, you'll have to pay the shloshim shkolim. Ask the Gemara, Ulrei Shlokish, Naami Neima, Mida eved im eved loy darish. that just like he says, I don't learn the limud of im eved. And therefore, according to Reish Lakish, the halacha is that you don't pay shloshim shel eved only when it was done b'kavano. So why don't we say the same by kaifer and say kaifer im kaifer nami lo darish, and we'll come to the conclusion that according to Reish Lakish, the halacha of kaifer is only when the animal killed with kavano. Amri, says the Gemara, loy im eved, eved im eved. The drush of Eved im Eved, Reish Lakish doesn't learn. Kaifer im Kaifer Darish. Ask the Gemara, but why? And Mashna, why is he learning the Pesukim by Eved different than he learns the Pasuk by Ben Chayrim? Answers the Gemara, Eved, Eved, like Sibet HaShlumim. The Torah says, Am Eved Yigach HaShor. And the Torah isn't speaking about when you pay and when you don't pay. And therefore we'll say, you only pay when the shor did it deliberately. Kaifer im kaifer ksib makom tashlumim. The pasuk im kaifer is mentioned in the pasuk for payment. And there, as we're learning now, there's a superfluous word. What's the superfluous word? The superfluous word is im. The superfluous word is coming to teach us that there's payment for the kaifer, not only when it was done deliberately, but even when it was done not deliberately. And therefore, he's able to differentiate between the payment for an eved that was killed by a shor versus the payment for a person that was killed by a shor.